Do I look as old as John Iannone?
Older.
Older? Ooh, low.
Well, one characteristic of your teams the last couple of years has been the fact that they don't quit when they get behind. So you come back in this game, but and it's also your power play that gets you back in the game. That's two pluses?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, but I had to get Steckel out there. If it was just to win a faceoff in the offensive zone, that was the big difference. You get to set up in the zone and run your power play instead of chasing it down the ice. And, you know, half the time the guys are coming up, why don't we win a instead of focusing on the job at hand. And first goal was lucky, obviously, but the second goal was a great play. That first one just kind of loosened us up. Our power play, we can score, and then the second one was a great play all around.
What did you see in the first two periods?
Not much. That if you don't move the puck out of your end, you're and crisply, cleanly get back to pucks, move pucks, that we're not a very good team. And as we shortened our bench late in the third, or basically the whole third period, we were moving pucks and had some pressure up the ice and got our speed going, because our strength is our speed and the skill we have up front. It's got to be quick. If we're not head manning pucks quickly and just chipping it and using our speed to get in on the forecheck, we're not a very good team.
Do you trust growing in Gardner?
Oh, I thought he played great tonight. For sure. But we gave him a lot more opportunities to show what he can do, and he didn't let us down. He skated really well.
I'm sure you're happy with Kessel and Lupo finding the back of the net so much, but are you concerned that there's not much balance otherwise?
Yes and no. But the fact of the matter is that line got the job done with different centermen at different times, so those two guys are hot. We got to find a way to get the Grabowski line going a little bit more here. And when I flipped it up with Fratz out on the line, they seem to have a little bit more spunk, so we'll see for tomorrow night.
That lead your decision to get out of their third shot on the shootout?
Well, I had faith that he would do it, first of all. And second, I was thinking if it'll be great for him, because he hasn't been able to score, to have that opportunity. I show faith in him. It ends up being the winning goal. Good for him. So maybe it'll get the monkey off his back, because he's been playing really well.
Is that crucial for him now, given that Kadri seems to be ascending back to the line at some point here?
Yeah. No, Army's not going to be able to play tomorrow, and we'll make a few changes to our lineup to get some fresh legs in there. But Fratz, I'm going to bump up into the lineup, and we'll go from there.
What are the plans for Nazem and then the Marlers?
The plan was to go down and get himself in playing shape. He hasn't played for three and a half weeks, so that's the whole idea there. But at the end of the day, he could end up coming on the trip with us anyway if we've got some injuries.
Is McArthur hurt as well?
Well, he was a little banged up at the end. He's coming on the trip, but I don't think Army is, so we may end up with a little bit of room here, and we'll have to make a decision.
What's Armstrong dealing with?
A lower body injury.
Was Shen fighting the puck at all, towards the front second period that led you to, use some of your other defensemen?
We were stuck in our zone, bobbling pucks, trying to pass it through, trying to do too much instead of simplifying the game. And then I had to find ways to get other guys out there a little bit more. I think Dion's playing phenomenally, and obviously Gardner was on top of his game. But the other four defensemen were having trouble moving the puck. That's at the end of the day, that's what it is: moving the puck quick or being able to skate yourself out of danger. Like Dion's moving the puck, but he skates it out of danger, protects it well, and Gargi's, an entirely different type of player. He can hold on to the puck for 25 seconds and open things up. It's pretty neat to watch.
Any thought to sticking with Reimer tomorrow night?
No. It's going to be Gustafson tomorrow, because we've got a really busy schedule here.
He's an Armstrong. I know he's not a big offensive player for you guys, but he's a key player.
No, he is. He's a huge player. And you know, just look it up what our record is with him in the lineup. It's pretty darn good. He protects pucks well. He's a good penalty killer. Gets in on the forecheck and is patient with the puck down low. Like, he doesn't make panic decisions with the puck in the offensive zone.
You think a long term with him?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Bill's been a pretty streaky player scoring wise in his career. Is this another streak, do you think?
Well, it could be. I mean, how do you know? He's always been a streaky player, and he's on a good one. And only time will tell if he's going to be or finds a way to be more consistent. But I don't see any holes in his game right now. He's back-checking, forechecking, making good decisions with the puck, not turning it over, and staying on top of things. He wants the puck all the time, and he's demanding it, and he's getting it. That's the big thing.
Tom, what did you think of Connor Barrett's play tonight?
Well, it was a bit of a struggle.
If Francis goes back in, who?
I don't know what he can, roll the bones, I guess, and we'll see.